Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. South Africa is losing a record number of farmers as government look to more regulations. South Africa has in fact been on a steady decline in commercial farmers over the last decades, and increasing concentration levels in certain areas has added to this problem. In fact, there's been a 73% decline in producer numbers in the dairy sector alone. This is a real concern. Jason Oprotsky is a principal economist at the Competition Commission of South Africa. A very good morning to you, and thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you welcoming me on your show today.
So firstly, give us a bit of the context, because when you look at numbers like that, it can be very frightening, but it in fact doesn't mean production is down 73%. It's independent farmers are down 73%. Is that correct?
Yes. So what that number points to is literally the number of farmers, and what's driving that is a concentration effect. So effectively, your bigger farmers are getting bigger because they need to get that kind of scale to survive with the low margins in the industry, and your smaller and medium-sized farmers are either exiting the market or getting consolidated with the larger farmers. So for the dairy example, you've actually, production's still growing slightly, but you've got this effect of a commercialization of agriculture where there's no real room for small-scale growers.
So is that bad for the individual small-scale farmers, or is that bad for the country in terms of food security?
Yeah, I think it is both. I mean, obviously, small-scale farming is one of the areas that you can see a lot more participation, the opportunities for black farmers, small farmers to enter that industry and grow and create an employment. You know, it's one of the areas you can see people coming in and developing that industry, and it's an opportunity for participation. It is also bad for food security in the sense that what we're seeing is with these highly commercialized value chains, the value chain is very long. Production is far from demand. And we saw that with the recent looting in KZN, where your value chains and supply chains are disruptive, and all of a sudden you've got very little food and shops and a lot of that kind of stuff. And internationally, you've seen much more localized farming. So if you've got localized farming or urban farming, it's a little bit more secure when you come to issues of, say, looting or climate change or any kind of adverse event that might affect your industry.
Is this a global trend?
In terms of concentration?
Yes.
I stand to be critical. I think so. I think it's particularly pronounced in South Africa. But I think what is acting against it internationally, where the sort of counteracting trend is a little stronger, is more, like I said, more localized production where consumers can know where their produce comes from. They want to see where it comes from. They want to know the farmer. Things like farmers markets are becoming more and more popular internationally. And we're starting to see that a little bit in South Africa, but we also want to see more of it because it does give an opportunity for more participation, and sometimes even at lower cost, because you're cutting out transport costs and intermediary costs when you have a model that works on that basis.
And in terms of many of our farmers, we're starting to see quite a few of our farmers going to work in the United States. Is this part of the problem, or is that a separate issue?
Yeah, I can't speak to that. I mean, I think they must be driven partly by that, at least. I mean, if you are seeing a small margin industry, people are going to feel pressure. Some are going to consolidate or get bigger. Some are going to exit, and maybe it's excuse the pun, greener pastures. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's to other industries, and it's difficult to speak to exactly to that trend from my point of view.
Right. So what can be done about this from your point of view and in terms of this almost consolidation?
Yeah, so what we identify in the report we released is there are some projects, more sort of NGO-level projects, to develop farming in South Africa and develop small farmers, their skill sets, to get them markets to sell into. And so I think what we find is there are definitely opportunities. So there are opportunities for small farmers who can farm closer to the markets, who can do their business in a slightly different way compared to your mega farms and the super commercialized agriculture that we're seeing. So there definitely are opportunities. There are areas that they can capitalize on. What we're seeing now is we're often needing these kind of NGO projects, people with a passion who can transform it, give the right skills that are actually going to put the time and effort in. But I suppose what can be done from a government level is a little bit more working together to get the right policies in place to support the right projects that are actually getting an effect. And from a commercial side, I suppose, being willing to have these kind of projects and try it out where you've got a number of small farmers who are consolidating, and to actually go through that process of trying to establish these value chains and trying to diversify these value chains. So I think sometimes it's a case of getting the government processes in place, getting the departments to work together, and I think also an opportunity from retailers' processes to try some of these arrangements and to see if they can get the kind of security supply that they need.
I would imagine that the angle that you mentioned before, where you talk about sort of localized farming, people wanting to know the farmers, how the products are grown, farmers' markets, this type of thing, I would imagine would actually encourage this the independent farmers a lot more.
Yes, for sure. I mean, it's very much suited to a smaller scale farming community where, there might be some more cost because you're not so large, but less cost because you're close. You can talk to the customers yourself. The things like, your municipal fresh produce markets, huge logistics costs from transporting across the country. If those are taken out of the system, you've actually got room to do that at a cost effective or price effective basis, and often with better quality and a little bit more of a personal touch as well.
One of our listeners raising the issue of security of farmers. Does this play a role in that you might lose the independent farmers who are fearful or just don't want to put themselves at risk, whereas the larger corporations will manage things differently?
Yeah, I think so. Look, a small farmer is obviously not necessarily going to have the same balance sheet and access to capital that a larger farmer has. So it's a risky business. But I think if you compare to a previous situation where there are no opportunities or at least there's no help or assistance, then they're definitely going to be better off. It's just about creating a better environment, a better operating environment for them.
Unfortunately, that is where we do need to leave it. Jason Naprosky, Principal Economist at the Competition Commission of South Africa. Thank you for discussing this issue with us.